Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
The best and worst foods for sight. Really, does it matter? Well, my contention, as Rob Abel, MD, an ophthalmologist, is that what you do for your vision is the same as what you do for your overall health. Your eye depends on the whole entire body, whether it's lymphatics, whether it's blood, whether it's oxygen, whether it's just nutrients in general, whether it's the structure it's held in, the nerves, it depends on the whole body. So what you feed it is important. And Hippocrates said, let your food be your medicine. Well, 80% of the world has a plant-based medical system. So some of these people are really listening. And I've learned what you eat helps you think, your energy, and your vision. There is no question there is a correlation of how well you see, how well you can accommodate to the darkness by the foods you eat. So the discussion of food and diet should be important to every doctor, including eye doctors. Although we only have about 3 hours of education in medical school about nutrition, we do have a whole semester on biochemistry. And I was fortunate enough to take a course in biochemistry a few years ago, which made me realize that the eye is such an important instrument for biochemical health. So you already know being a medical detective is what's important for you, so you know what is working for you. A cookie may taste really great. A handful of cookies may feel even better. But after an hour of the sugar high, you start feeling sluggish and dumpy. And if you make a habit of those and soft drinks, etc., your habit may become your BMI, your waist increase, and lethargy. And long-term use is going to orient itself to other diseases. 14 out of 15 of the leading causes of death have a nutritional component and can have a risk reduction by what you do and how you choose it, even if you only do so in moderation, because we can't be perfect. So listing my top 10 foods for eye health, I start with cold water fish, which gives you DHA and EPA. DHA is algae, EPA is fish. Fish oil is rancid algae oil. That's why it gives you the burpees. So look on the label for what has the highest DHA content. It also has vitamin A and D, so fish oil and cod liver oil was used for rickets, D deficiency. But they didn't realize the DHA until 1980. So your rods and your cones will be bless you, because 50% of your rods and cones are made of the DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, or algae oil. And 30% of your brain is. Next comes spinach, kale, and green leafy vegetables. Don't say yuck. They're important. They have all these phytochemicals. They especially have something known as lutein, which we learned from the animal agricultural world. Lutein and zeaxanthin blocks the low toxic blue light that goes and injures your macula. UV light is often blocked by the lens so it doesn't get to the retina. But the blue light does get through and is toxic to the retina in the very low wavelengths. So you want to protect the macula by layering the lutein and zeaxanthin in there, and you will reduce glare, reduce macular degeneration, and it also will prevent cataracts to a certain degree, about 20%. Lutein also reduces the incidence of skin cancer, that's squamous cell and basal cell, by 84%. So having lutein in your blood and your skin, etc., blocks and reflects the bad wavelengths. Next, we have eggs. Eggs are nature's food for the next generation. Actually, much of what we talk about is nature's food for the next generation. Eggs have sulfur-containing compounds, one of which is cysteine. Cysteine is a glutathione booster. Glutathione is one of those mystery chemicals that's made of three amino acids. And it's a detoxifier in the liver. In fact, glutathione is the only way to get Tylenol out of your body. Otherwise, it accumulates in your liver. So eggs also have lecithin, amino acids, glutathione peroxidase. Then glutathione peroxidase and vitamin C keep your lens of your eye clear. So the food has multiple values. The family of garlic, onions, shallots, and capers provide sulfur. See, it's the sulfur that makes glutathione powerful. Sulfur stabilizes protein bonds so they don't break down. Whether it's the lens of your eye or even the collagen in your skin so you don't get wrinkles. Next item is legumes. You know, peas and peanuts, actually, are legumes. So they have their own variety of phytochemicals that are extremely helpful. Fruits and vegetables everybody knows about, etc. Certainly the vegetables have less sugar and are low glycemic. The carotenoids and anthocyanins give you the colors, the yellow, the reds, the orange, and the blues. So they help the day and night vision. The Chinese say that the lower wavelength colors are the ones for night, blue and purple. The ones for day are the yellow, orange, and red. The ones that are high up in trees tend to be better for eyes. The lower ones are better for the rest of the body. Blueberries and grapes also have anthocyanins and have multiple phytochemicals, just like the cousin, red wine. Red wine, the skins are kept in the wine. Unlike with white wine, they're immediately sifted out. So red wine has many more nutrients, one of which is called resveratrol. Resveratrol has been known to increase your mitochondria. Mitochondria work in the cytoplasm of our cells, and they metabolize all our food. In fact, 95% of the oxygen you breathe goes into these mitochondria so they can work on the sugar, fats, and protein. So the moral of the story is resveratrol is good for you and has been associated with longevity. Nuts give you proteins and oil. Virgin olive oil is monounsaturated. And of course, drink plenty of filtered water. Well, what are the worst foods? Well, obviously processed sugar and flour. Weston Price was a dentist who went around the world photographing the mouth of primitive peoples. And he found within one generation, taking sugars and Western diet flour, they got cavities, they got crunchy up teeth, they got arthritis, tuberculosis, and cancer. And he only realized that because it was the same story everywhere. Dairy is a mucus former, and 60% of sinusitis is due to dairy. Diet drinks and artificial sweeteners give you B12 deficiency and actually make you thirstier. Alcohol in excess obviously is going to wash out a lot of good items. And then there's something called dihydrocarbamide. You know that lovely white bread that people like to make your sandwiches out of? Well, that's the whitener, and it is really toxic to your bowel flora. Talking about bowel flora, it is important for your mood, your health, and probably even for your vision. We poison it with artificial sweeteners, with too much alcohol, and with these whitening agents. So it's important to pick a good diet, whether it's Mediterranean or paleo. You got to realize the paleo diet, that the meat they ate was organic. The meat we ate do not necessarily is organic. So we have to pay attention to these best foods and make our good decisions on our meals. Yes, you're going to have sugar, you're going to have ice cream and things like that, but do so in moderation and recognize if there's ever a change. If you notice a half an hour after eating, you get bloating, it tells you something is a problem. So the moral of the story is there are best and worst foods for sight, best and worst food for your general health.